And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 15th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of the newspaper columnist Franklin Pierce Adams, born Chicago, 1881. Had a very popular column entitled The Conning Tower, which he signed with his initials, F.P.A. Remembered now mainly for the fact that it launched the careers of Dorothy Parker and James Thurber. It's the birthday of Georgia O'Keeffe, the painter, born Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, 1887. She lived in New York for a time. It was there she started to paint the enormous flowers for which she is best known. But she took a trip out to Taos, New Mexico, and she came to love the desert. She felt that the thin, dry air enabled her to see farther, and she devoted much of the rest of her career to painting desert scenery. Georgia O'Keeffe, who said, "I've been absolutely terrified every moment of my life, and I've never let it keep me from doing a single thing I wanted to do." It's the birthday of Marianne Moore, born Kirkwood, Missouri, 1887. Her father was an engineer and inventor, spent his life trying to build a smokeless furnace. When his business failed, he had a nervous breakdown. He had to go to an institution for the mentally ill. Marianne Moore was born just after her parents had separated, and she never met her father. She went to Bryn Mawr College, where she majored in biology and where working in a laboratory had a profound effect on her writing. Marianne Moore, who said, "Precision, economy of statement, logic, drawing and identifying liberated my imagination." It was on this day, 1940, 75,000 men were called to armed forces duty under the first peacetime conscription in American history. The draft, never popular in America. In 1939, a poll had shown only 35% of Americans approved of a draft. But by 1940, with Hitler's army invading, occupying Poland and France, support for a draft had gone up to 92%. So in October of 1940, 16 million young men registered with the Selective Service, the first 75,000 draftees called up to service on this day, 1940. And it's the birthday of the poet Ted Barragan, born Providence, Rhode Island, 1934, served in the Korean War, went to college, University of Tulsa, then went to live on the Lower East Side of New York City. In the early 60s, began writing his collection of 14-line poems called The Sonnets, which came out in 1964. It was a big success. Wrote the first 6 sonnets in one night, then wrote 2 or 3 per day for about 3 months. Here's a poem for today by Michelle Y. Burke, Trick of the Light. In France, the pickpockets ask tourists to sign petitions against social injustice, then run their hands over their intimate belongings, gentle and needy as lovers. It's hard to judge them harshly, such artistry. Even the rush hour crowd hurrying toward the downtown sea parts for the woman in checkered spandex, twirling a hula hoop about her waist while standing on her head. Dear unobservant God, do not snuff us out. We are beautiful and strange. Trick of the Light, a poem by Michelle Y. Burke from Animal Purpose, published by Ohio University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.